Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 2014 on the air with a podcast for the first day of January, the first, 2014. Greetings, everyone. I want to welcome you to news that you can use. Starting out the first day, giving you some of the news that you can use to create success and effect for your life. I know in the past we've talked about current events, events that will shape the world, yours in particular, around the world and in the United States. We could talk about Fukushima, the nuclear disaster. We could talk about Obamacare, the economy that's hurting millions of Americans with food stamps, unemployment not being extended. But what I want to talk to you today about is possibility. Many of you have heard and read books from the 80s and the 90s, all talking about possibility, creating the type of lifestyle that you want, but you've watched the movie, The Secret. You've read the books from Tony Robinson to Les Brown to Zig Ziglar to esoteric books that talk about dynamic thought of the mind by Henry Hamblin, and you're still running into challenges. You're still running into economic challenges, personal challenges with your health, with your relationships, with depression. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that going through some of those personal experiences, the number one key is taking some time today. Taking some time today on this first day of the new year, not just to eat and relax and to watch a game or two, but it's to really clearly define what you're looking at in your life. Because the first key to changing anything in your life is not having someone else to give you the ideas to tell you what you need to be thinking about. It's for you to be successful in your own mind, and that comes from you deciding what is your passion. What is it that you want to do above all else in life? Because once you think and hone in on that, once you clarify, once you crystallize that down to a single thought, a single concept, a single plan of changing your life, then it starts to change. It's not going to change by hitting the lottery. It's not going to change by being in the relationship with that perfect person, that perfect job, or getting a job. Many people have grown to be millionaires from a single idea now with computer applications or apps, with things that they put on tablets and smartphones and all sundry of things. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is the key to success. Monetarily, spiritually, and personally is finding what that passion is for you. If it's sewing, if it's drawing, if it's speaking, if it's an area in your employment that you're extremely successful in, that's where you need to direct all of your attention going into this year. Becoming passionate about that one thing in your life. Many people are very, very successful, whether it's in selling over the phone or in person. Many people have a knack for numbers, have a gift for being able to see clearly and how to define how numbers work together, whether it's in accounting or bookkeeping or being able to understand the tax implications of whatever it may be, from your personal finances to the larger scale of the world finances, and being able to explain that in layman's terms. That's where your secret is. That's where your passion is, to be able to explain that. And that's what I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, right now, as you start this new year. We all have been told about writing down goals, but write your goals in the fashion of your passion. Look at what you need to be successful in that particular area that you've been struggling with. And I will tell you that if it's a relationship challenge, it's not the relationship within itself. It's the passion that you bring to the relationship. It's the feeling that you get back from the other person in that relationship. It's the creative juices, the energy, the passion that the relationship shares based on what you decide to put into it. And if you throw your energy into that, it's a guarantee that despite the other circumstances around the world, around the United States, that you won't be successful, because you will be. There are master herbalists that deal with herbs to help cure, to help improve the health. They are masters at relationships to help you be able to see what is it in you that you need to work on. Masters of physical fitness to help tone your body, whether it's through the ordinary exercise routine of running, biking, swimming, lifting weights, calisthenics, or Tai Chi, yoga. They're people that's their passion. And find those people, seek them out, and ask for their advice on whether it's changing your diet, whether it's going to a medical doctor and someone is telling you that you have a health challenge. Start to seek out these solutions, alternative solutions, because that's what you need in your life right now. We're going through some very challenging times in many sectors of our society worldwide. But what is it that would change things if people start to look at them more? It's not the government solving the problems for us. It's not about us having more money to fix whatever the challenge is. It's about us creating a passion for life. We as a society have created or have led to believe that our passion is in sports, it's in video games, it's in entertainment. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that has created a false, an illusion. And I go back to this and one of the most favorite, one of my most favorite movies that talks about this illusion is The Matrix, because it shows a concept where people are plugged into a machine, if you will, plugged into a system of entertainment, of going from day to day, not understanding that there is a larger world outside of The Matrix. But once they are unplugged and are able to see themselves for who they truly are, their true passion, their true strength comes in, but it only comes in once they unplug themselves from the entertainment overload, from the massive amounts of television, video games, movies, and all of the things that we watch to distract ourselves from getting in touch with who we are truly inside. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, from personal experience, whether it's from moving from one state to another to chase a job, to be able to pay bills, child support, to feed yourself, whatever those may be, I've done it. And none of it created the satisfaction inside of me that I needed to have on a daily basis. What created the passion inside of me is when I do the podcast and I share information with you, whether it's about the economy, whether it's about the police state that we live in, whether it's about some of the simple things about getting yourself back in balance of walking outside in the fall or now in the winter to be able to get back in touch with nature to help your body realign itself. That's what gives me the passion. And when I don't do it, I feel like something's missing. Now, I know many of you ask, well, what about the income? And I understand that as well, and that's what I will be working on this year, as well as helping you devise some ways to create that income in you, with you, inside of yourself, mentally first, to get it in your mind, to get it in your spirit, get it in your soul, because that's how you create the income. Massive millionaires in this country are not working a job and worrying if they're going to get fired, worrying if the doors are going to close, worrying if they'll be giving a pink slip a box to put their things in. Those millionaires are created inside the mindset that it's time to do something different. And many of them are creating their fortunes in the entertainment culture of writing apps for the phones, the tablets, for the computers. And if that's your talent, and if you know someone that is their talent, please let them listen to the podcast. Have them get in touch with me so that we can work on plans and strategies to use those talents for them to create income, because it's a multi-billion dollar industry to be able to create applications for these entertainment devices that we use and have. Even the simple smartphone can be turned into a learning tool, but unless we get the individuals to be able to write those applications for true education, and even for our children, we are using these devices for just entertainment and missing the massive potential that they have within them. the massive potential that you have within you to create change this year in 2014 is enormous once you realize it. Whatever your circumstances may be right now that you're going through, and I don't know what your situation is, but I can tell you, from being challenged to working at night, having tears flow down my eyes and asking the Creator to change my situation, it didn't happen overnight. It happened gradually. And I tell you, it can happen if you earnestly ask and believe to pray in whatever fashion you need, and look for the solutions around you. Look for the simple solutions. Look for things that you've done in the past that create the most passion and joy for yourself, and run with it. Many of us run with ideas and pieces of information that we're looking for just to create a sense of satisfaction monetarily, because that will take away the most pressing need for many of us, is to feed ourselves, to have food on the table, a roof over our head, and the money does take care of that momentarily. But inside, we're dying because we don't have what's truly fulfilling within us. So we chase relationships, we chase food, we chase drugs, we chase all number of things to fill that empty void. And I'm telling you, the empty void can be filled once you research, once you discover, once you meditate on what's true for you. So, I won't want to make the podcast any longer. I just wanted to make a short one just so that you could listen, hear, and digest what I'm telling you, and understand that we will succeed. You can succeed in 2014, whatever your dreams may be, whether it's a new job, a new business, a relationship that truly fulfills you and the other person. When you look into it with your eyes wide open and challenge yourself to take this day, this first day, this second day, the first real weekend of 2014, and analyze yourself. Maybe it's a walk in the park. Maybe it's a day or half a day or an hour that you turn everything off, from the television to the radio. And after you listen to the podcast, just meditate on what is it that I really, truly want out of life to make me happy. Not just the esoteric, I want money to make me happy. Not just I want to be able to have this to make me happy. What is it that I truly need to be to make me happy? Children, you see, are naturally happy because they're in the moment. They're happy being children. They're happy discovering life on a daily basis. Even if they're going through massive challenges in their lives, all it takes sometimes for them is just something simple, a toy, an item, something to make them realize that being alive is worth it. It's worth it going through to the next day to see what else they'll discover. That's how we have to be, ladies and gentlemen. We have to become children again of life and discover, be adventurous, and not get caught up in the day-to-day grind of a job, a business, or whatever it may be, because all of those things are fleeting. They can be gone in an instant, and the only thing you have sometimes is just your health. Mentally, physically, and spiritual health. Those are the keys that many of us need to focus on this year and reaffirm that that's where we're going to put our focus in. So I say to you, 2014 can be, will be a success for you when you decide that you are going to put success in effect for your life this year by challenging yourself to push yourself in an area that you may not have done it before, or you've done it and it didn't work, or you've done it, it worked, and you want it just a little bit better. See yourself in whatever area that is most pressing and most important to you, and discover that passion again. Start working on that passion in small increments, in small steps on a daily basis, whether it's the podcast, making a phone call, researching a real business idea that you are passionate about, not something that someone else told you you would be good at because they see that talent in you. Rediscovered in yourself and meld what they're telling you with what you feel inside. Because the Creator has not given you a body, a mind, a soul without a purpose, and not have the capacity to fulfill that purpose. So I say to you, this is your year of purpose, 2014. Grab a hold of it, take it, run with it, and be successful in this year. So, have a great day. great year and come back to the podcast so that we can dialogue and send me a message about the podcast, what you want us to talk about to help you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, all of the gurus are still out there talking about ways to make money on the internet, their success key that only costs you a certain number of dollars per month to subscribe to, and it's a guarantee. The only true guarantee for your success is within yourself and to do what you know is necessary. Because in the days when Zig Ziglar talked about being able to succeed by helping enough other people get what they want, that's what many religious texts talk about as well. It's helping enough other people be successful, helping enough other people get to the core of who they truly are. And that's where your blessings, your gratitude come in. So that's what I say to you. Chase that idea of success, because apparently none of the others have worked for you to the true satisfaction of your life. Otherwise, you would not still be searching for that one key, that one clue, that one magic pill, bullet, or solution to make everything worthwhile in your life. You know that you want the success. It's not going to come from a political solution, as many of us keep continually trying to change and hope and pray that the ideas are going to come from someone else to solve our massive problems in this country. We solve them on the grassroots level within ourselves. Start making that change. No matter where you are, ladies and gentlemen, in this country or around the world, the internet has made it so that many of us can succeed on multiple platforms with the introduction of being able to create income in various points. But we have to believe that we can do it, and we have to help and support one another that have common goals. Once we do that, that creates the momentum and the energy and the synergy for us to succeed. So I know we look for bargains at Walmart and the big box stores and Kmart and Walgreens and Save Right and wherever it may be that you wish to shop. But look at going back to shopping with anyone local that you can, whether it's with a farmer's market, individuals that are creating crafts and things that you need and that you can buy and help create a smaller economy, and help them and watch your blessings truly grow. If you have to shop on the internet, send people emails and ask them, are the foods that they create and grow that they're selling, are they made from their own soil, grown from organics, or made by hand, or are they just bought at a huge warehouse store and just creating a profit? And it's nothing wrong with profit. I challenge each of you to be able to create that so that you can share and spread it. But most of these large corporations have enough profit to last them multiple generations. The mom and pops that are slowly disappearing need our support. So all of these things I say in culmination is that in order for us to succeed, we have to help each other succeed. And get people in your corner to support you in whatever endeavor that may be. And if they're not supporting you, cut them loose. Believe that it's not going to hurt you to eliminate some people from your lives momentarily so that you can get the momentum to succeed. So that you can have moments where you have that solitude, that silence, so that you can get back to the Creator to pray and meditate. Because that is the real challenge and solution. So, I say to you at the beginning of this year, 2014, create the success in your life that you know is there. Start out reaffirming, reanalyzing, going in and finding out and rediscovering what that passion is, that childlike wonder, that energy, that amazement with life that you had before that needs to return for you to succeed. And I guarantee you that no matter what the challenges you may face in life, just like every successful person in life has created by pushing through the obstacles and circumstances, by keeping their eyes on where they are going, what is the outcome? And I tell you, your outcome, your solution is going to be the energy inside of you. So stay with me throughout the year. We are going to create some wonderful things for you on the podcast. Have a wonderful 2014, everyone.